This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The game could wind on this. The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Lone receiver to the left. Ryan. With Coleman to his left. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
It's another memory from a memorable season and a play that helped move the Eagles forward to win a Super Bowl. That was January 13th. Today's the 15th, but January 13th, 2018, reliving some of the good memories because it's playoff weekend. Actually, it's playoff week. It's playoff couple of weeks because the Dallas game was meaningless last week. So it's playoff couple of weeks, but it's playoff week. But the game is just over 24 hours away. Tampa Eagles in Tampa. We'll get to the weather forecast, which has been so overplayed by people on the air, whether it's the people from WIP, whether it's the callers. The weather will not be a factor. All right, and I'll explain some of the reasons why, because it won't be a factor. But we'll talk about, it's a game I think the Eagles have a chance. There's no question they have a chance. You go into a game, everybody's got a chance. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a chance. But technically, because the game hasn't been played yet, they have a chance. But the Eagles have a chance. But how many people... There's been a difference of opinions, and fans have all these ways how the Eagles are going to beat Tampa, and they can. And we'll talk about all those ways. We'll talk about all those ways that they can win on Sunday. Sure, they can win. You got to create turnovers. You got to get to Tom Brady. All those are very, very difficult. Nobody is that good that they can beat this year in the NFL. There's nobody. There's not a team that you can say, oh, this team's is just a slam dunk to win a Super Bowl. Green Bay is probably the best team, but they've got their flaws. They got the best quarterback in the league, and he is better than Tom Brady. He's a lunatic and an idiot, but he really is. Aaron Rodgers really, really is a good quarterback. So, I'd really like to get reasons you think, and there's a lot of people that will be flying out today, as the team will. There's a lot of people flying out today to go to Tampa to watch a game because they love to travel, and every game there's a lot of Eagles fans. It didn't even matter if this game was in L.A., there'd still be a lot of fans at that game. Now, they wouldn't be able to drive, and there might be some fans that are starting out this morning on their drive to Tampa. You know, it would take... It's going to take all day, so they're probably already on the road. But I'll bet you there's some fans out there. And if there's some fans out there that are in the car that are driving down, I'd like to hear from you, too. I have driven that route multiple times from spring training, back and forth. Actually, not down, but back. And I have driven down there, and I've made it. The best time that I ever made was like 18 hours, but that was nonstop. I didn't pull over. I didn't do anything. I pulled over to rest stops to get maybe get some, not a rest stop, but a stop to maybe get some food or get something to drink. But the best time I've made straight through is 18 hours. But anyway, I mean, if you're driving down, I wanted to talk to you. Another thing that I wanted to bring up today, and I started thinking about it when the announcement was made, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Jason Kelce is all pro. I believe it's his fourth time in his career. Lane Johnson was named all pro. Wasn't named to the Pro Bowl, was named all pro. And he is clearly one of the best. I don't know if he's the best, but he's in the top two right tackles in the NFL. But Jason Kelce is really interesting. We always, or for years, we took the center position for granted. And it's on the offensive line, I would say left tackle is probably, it's a toss-up now when you think about it. The most important position on the offensive line, especially obviously with a right-handed quarterback. But the center for the Eagles has been so important. And Jason Kelce, and he's admitted, had, I forget which year it was, that he had a bad year, and people wanted to get rid of him, just like people wanted to get rid of Nick Sirianni earlier this year. They jumped the gun. They've got no patience. But when you look at Jason Kelce, he's one of the best players all time in Eagles history. In Eagles history. And I was trying to think, how many players would be rated above Jason Kelce as the best all-time Eagles players? You won't find many. And you don't think of the center position. You don't think of Jason Kelce because we're too close to the situation. But you don't think of Jason Kelce as one of the all-time Eagles until you start thinking about Jason Kelce as one of the all-time Eagles. Chuck Bednarik, which, you know, I was only a little kid when I saw Chuck and saw very, very, very little of him, but I remember the championship game as a little kid, and only because he was a 60-minute player, but he was a great player. I don't know if Chuck Bednarik is the all-time best, and he probably is. And then I think of Reggie White, but his career, although great here, was great, was, I think, would be number two. But where does Jason Kelce rank after that? And some people might put Jason Kelce ahead of Reggie White because of the longevity and the amount of time he's been here. But that's something to think about. At least I thought about it. Where does Jason Kelce rank in all-time Eagles players? And then people are getting goo-goo over, Tom Brady. You know, just some of the clowns on the air. But Tom Brady is good, but at this point in his career, clearly is beatable. Now, during the season, you're going to get beaten by teams that you're not supposed to lose to. They weren't supposed to lose to New Orleans, and they lost twice. They got shut out. I still don't know how that happened. Got shut out by New Orleans one game. I think they lost to Washington. They've lost some games, but he's clearly beatable. He's better in playoff situations because it's the playoffs. But he is beatable, and I still think for the last, I would say, I don't care how many Super Bowls Tom Brady has won, and I think that's important, but it's the team, it's the coach, and Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how good LaFleur is as their head coach, but I know the last guy they had was a complete dope. And Eagles fans are lucky that he's now the coach of the Cowboys. It's unbelievable how the Cowboys can always make gigantic mistakes, and that's a big one. Cowboys will never win a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy as their head coach or Dak Prescott as their quarterback. But that's part of this weekend, too. So, Tom Brady, are you really in awe of Tom Brady? I mean, that's part of looking at this game. All right, another thing I want to touch on, but it is a playoff weekend, and obviously 80 to 90% of what we talk about this morning will be the Eagles and your thoughts and where they are and what kind of chance they have of winning and all those. I mean, they can win. The other team is clearly better. The line kind of concerns me a little bit. It hasn't bounced below 8. It's either 8 or 8.5 in almost every place. The other thing, and I want to touch on it, and what is amazing is the blowouts in the NBA. The NBA is absolutely a joke. It is a terrible product, not just a bad product, a terrible product. And you see it every day that they play games. The other night there was 5 games. The average points that teams lost by were over 20 points. Golden State lost by 40. Then last night Golden State wins by 40. Actually, they won by more than 40 against a good team. Teams just don't show up. Sixers game was a blowout because the Boston Celtics decided not to show up. The Toronto Raptors was a blowout by Detroit because Toronto obviously decided not to show up. Phoenix Suns are one of the 2 best teams in the NBA, but it's obvious that the Indiana Pacers decided not to show up. That was close to a 20-point loss. There was only 2 close games. Memphis Grizzlies, 11-game winning streak, and that happens. They get beaten at home by 15, by 27 points. Do teams really just, this point of the season, they just don't show up? Players just don't show up. It's a disgrace. And then Joel Embiid, he must be getting a kiss from Daryl Morey. Last night he says, they don't need to make a significant deal before the trade deadline because, as he says, we've got everything we need. Really? Oh, okay. Sixers are a good team, but they're not a championship contending team. They're not a championship contending team. We've got everything we need. Daryl Morey just gave him a big kiss. So we can go the whole season without trading Ben Simmons. All right. Our question today as we do on Saturdays, we give away a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers where you're going to enjoy. We had a caller call last week who won a gift certificate. And he got the food and he was so excited with all the good stuff that you can get at DeBruno Brothers. And there is a lot of good stuff. So for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, and you can check it all out at DeBruno.com. And for your playoff game parties, whether it's the Eagles or other parties that you're watching games or for the big game, whatever you want to call it, DeBruno Brothers is the place. All right, here's the question. It's pretty simple. And I'm going to eliminate a couple of options because they're too easy. The best all-time playoff moment. And I'm going to eliminate the Eagles Super Bowl because that's just not fair. It's too easy. And if the best moment or the best player, best moment is clearly the Philly special. You know, the last play, the strip sack, there are many moments. But it's too easy to pick that game. So the best playoff moments without the Eagles Super Bowl included. which, you know, hopefully people can think of things that I haven't even thought about. And that the best one will win a $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. So where are you going to eat your face off? Can I say that? I stopped in there a couple of times this week, a couple of the stores. I'm walking around town. I said, let me stop in, pop in, see what they got, maybe pick up something. But anyway, the best all-time playoff moment or play. And that would win you the $100 DeBruno's gift certificate. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. You know, if this game was in Philadelphia, maybe people could have posters. I remember when the game was in Philadelphia earlier in the year, there was a big picture that somebody was holding in the stands of the strip sack by Brandon Graham on Tom Brady, and they were holding it up. Maybe get different kinds of hair colors to give Tom Brady a suggestion. But the one he uses is pretty good. It is clean as a whistle, but the hair color changes periodically because you can't always get the same color just by the pictures. I mean, I'm just looking at pictures over the years, and somebody, Sports Media Service, put it out and put pictures of Tom Brady out over the years. I'd like to see Tom Brady come out blonde, and then he could say, oh, yeah, I color my hair. I just decided to go blonde. But that's okay. But he's trying to cover up. It wouldn't shock me if he does Botox. If he wants to do it, that's fine, too. No problem with that. But the hair color changes. It's just not quite the same hair color over the years. 215-592-9494. Way to bust his chops doing that. I'm Howard Eskin. We will get to the phones and get to your calls. And we'll find out your thoughts on what is now really close to a playoff weekend. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:16, and if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tasty cake. 94 WIP. There is a bunch of over-unders that I got. It's a service, Bet Online, and there's an over-under on Jalen Hurts passing yardage, which I'm a little surprised, and it almost seems like it's a little bit, well, we'll talk about it. It's a little, maybe a little bit of a sucker bet, and I'm not sure. But first, all right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Alabama. Hey, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Yo, Howard, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fine. Listen, as far as the Bruno Brothers certificate, if I win, you can give it to whoever. Do you mind if I go ahead and get the moment out of the way? Because I'm busting at the seams.
Why can't you give me your opinion first and then go at the moment?
Sounds good.
Okay,
hey,
go
as
ahead.
Far as that cat, Brandon Staley, and I'm not here to defend him, but listen to this for a second. Try to keep an open mind for like 10 seconds. I don't think that him, and if you'd ask the Raiders coach, that scenario ever occurred to them in a million years that would happen. Now, I'm not saying
with the scenario of what, a possible tie game?
Yeah. I mean, think about the chances. And then in the moment, he choked saying, well, I don't want my team to see that I'm not going to try to win. I don't know, man. There was conflicting.
Well, but he did know about it because once you get into the game, you knew because of what had happened earlier that a tie, because all the games were played, that was the Sunday night game. So all the games were played. So he knew what the scenarios were. He knew about those.
I don't know what he was thinking, man. But he's
done it all year. You know what? Because so many coaches are doing it, it's a copycat league, and everybody now is starting to use those numbers on the analytics, and that the analytics in a lot of cases say you should go for it. Now, you shouldn't go for it on your own 18-yard line. I don't know what analytics showed you that, but he obviously had confidence in his team. But regardless of all that, he still had a chance to win because the game still went into overtime.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a bad deal all the way around. But to heck with that, Eagles, I mean, this is truly the time to step up someone in the moment. And as everybody's saying, they're going to need to run the ball for 200 yards. Well, guess what?
Yeah, it sounds so simple to say just run the ball. And the weather's not going to be a problem. Everybody got, it's going to rain and it's going to be. I heard a question yesterday to Nick Sirianni. Well, there's going to be gusts of 40-mile-an-hour winds. Well, there was never was that in the forecast. It was 20 to 30. And if you kind of really want to know that the real forecast, it never rains that long in Florida, almost never. And the rain is going to be out of there most likely by game time anyway. So I'd stop with all this nonsense. And once the rain goes, the wind goes. So the weather is not a factor either. They're going to play a football game. And the Eagles are going to obviously try to run the football as they've been doing for the last, nine games of the season, at least in the last nine games of the season. And they're going to try to create turnovers for Tom Brady. This is not rocket science, but the tough part is to have the things happen that you need to happen to win the game.
Well, trust me when I say, believe me, I know what you're saying about the weather. I've lived down here for the majority of my life, and it's not going to be a factor. But Hurts needs a throw for 350 or possibly more for the Eagles to have a chance and emerge as the quarterback they're looking for. Because I don't care what you say, I'm always going to call it straight, especially with you. I find it hard to bet against the riverboat gambler Tom Brady because he picks apart the secondary just like he did earlier in the year and just like he did in Super Bowl 52. And if you look at the Jets game, when they got that last drive to go ahead and take the lead, there was no one within a mile of him, man. And they need to not hit him but blow him up. And that is it, my man.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I would be absolutely stunned, shocked, and blown away if Jalen Hurts throws for over 350 yards. That's That's just not going to happen. So that's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's going to have to have a turnover-free game, and that's one of the things that has to happen. All right, what's your moment? By the way, I'm going to give you, after you give me your moment, the over-under on Jalen Hurts' passing yards is not even close to 350, but go ahead. What's your moment?
Well, January 11th, 1981, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the scene, and the setting is Veterans Stadium. And Howard, ESPN had just came to fruition, and somebody had a camera in the end zone. And 5/10 of a second, maybe 6/10, Wilbert Montgomery cut a seam, and 42 yards later, pay dirt. And we beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that's one, but there's some That's a great moment. I don't know that would win anyway, but that's a great moment. And I do appreciate the call. All right, let's move on the phones. Thanks, Tom. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing today, my man?
I'm great. Never had a bad day in my life.
I'm with you and the weather people. Those people are feckless.
Well, but it's the people. It's the people on the air too. It's the people on the air. They get carried away and they don't really look into it. And the weather people on the air, chance of rain, and they don't give you the clear, concise forecast. And first of all, when you're 5 days out, it's especially with Florida weather, even this weather 5 days out, to give a 5 or 7 day forecast is a complete farce.
All they do is give the worst case scenario all the time. And one of our local stations is the worst at doing that. They pick the worst. The highest amount of snowfall and the highest winds and put that.
Well, yeah, they picked, 100 miles away, which is really not the main viewing audience. And they just get, that's what TV does. They try to get people to watch TV based on a weather forecast if they scare you enough. But the weather should not be a problem.
And I agree with you on the line. That 8.5, I just don't like that.
It scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. I put 20 on the birds to win outright anyway. So
If you take a shot with that, you get a. And if it happens, you get good. You get a good number.
If I lose $20, it's not the end of the world. I also put a 20. On the Pennsylvania parlay. I know that's not probably going to happen, but that payout is like...
I'd rather have you give it to charity. Because Pittsburgh has no chance. None.
I know, but the payout's like $560 an hour.
I know. But that's great. But that's why the payout's $560, because they have no chance.
And if I hit that, I'll give $100 to a charity of your choice.
Okay. Well, if you hit that, it would be a miracle, but that's good. So what did you want to discuss today?
The birds. I mean, the quarterback, Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. We all know that. But he had a few bad games this year. He had one game with, I think, 3 interceptions, and he had...
Yeah, he's leaking oil a little bit this year.
Yeah,
yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, they keep putting him, especially Al Morganti. I mean, he's his bromance. I mean, that's just ridiculous, Al and him.
Jeez. Well, he's from the area, so he loves the Patriots, and he loves Tom Brady.
I know, but I think he's a little overboard with it. That's a story for another day. And I think the people, like you said, they put too much emphasis on the run game. Don't you think the Tampa Bay is going to know that and put like 7 or 8 in the box?
Well, Todd Bowles is going to do some things that because he's so sharp, I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be able to get around the edges. Now, will he run some RPOs? Yeah, I think Nick Sirianni will put some more of those in there because he's obviously healthier. But he's just got to be efficient. They got to be able to run the ball, obviously, but he's got to be efficient with no turnovers. And that's easy to say, but he's not a quarterback that can make up for his mistakes if you turn the ball over. He cannot turn the ball over. And when he throws it less than 30 times, you're going to win the game. And that's usually the Eagles this year. Now they've won against some bad teams, but that's who they played. But the over-under on passing yards, and this is a service bet online, and the over-under on passing yards for Jalen Hurts, and it looks too easy, is 197.5 yards. Wow. That seems, doesn't that seem a little low?
That seems a lot low for a playoff game.
Well, for a playoff game, maybe not for a playoff game, but you're not going to... So it's easy to say, well, I'm going to bet the over on that. Well, it looks too easy.
Yeah, no, they want you to... I think they want you to bet the over.
Sure. Yes. I was really...
The
that's the lowest number of any quarterback this weekend, obviously. It's even a lower number than Ben Roethlisberger, who I think is completely done.
Yeah, he is.
But it's a different, it's a different team. It's a different playing a different team. And maybe they figure Roethlisberger's numbers is going to be a lot of catch up points, so that's going to be part of it too. But I was really surprised. I was really surprised with that number. Really surprised.
Yeah. And I hope that the Buffalo team buries Belichick, because I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, Belichick. How about Josh McDaniel, one of his former players at Denver, dimed him out on his cheating after he lost a game. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, what's your moment? Dennis, do you have a moment?
My Philadelphia sports, it doesn't have to be football, right?
No, it could be any sport.
Well, I was at this game, and I think you were there too. I think I've heard you say that. I was at game six when the Phillies won the World Series against the Kansas City Royals, and they brought the dogs and horses out at the end of the game. That was an incredible moment.
That's actually interesting. Yeah, I remember the dogs and horses. Yeah, because they were afraid of the people rushing the field, the Philadelphia
Howard,
police.
I live in New Jersey, and back then,
what's sad? They were more attentive with that than they are with all the crime that goes on in the city of Philadelphia. It's disgraceful.
The bridge had a toll each way, and when I left to go back over the bridge with my wife to New Jersey, the toll booth drivers were drinking champagne, and they waved everybody through. We didn't have to pay the $2.
Well, that's a good thing, too. All right, so I'll put you down. I don't know if that's going to win, but it's clearly an interesting moment. Thanks for the call. Let's go to, is that Pete? Yeah, Pete, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Great to be on with the king, man.
I can understand that.
So, I'm feeling really good about this game tomorrow. It's like a weird calm, but I will say I'm a little nervous with Miles Sanders going in there. They got him with a over under at 40. It's like 42 yards and carries, but I think with him coming back from the broken hand and his ball security is going to be a problem.
Yeah, he kind of referenced it one small point in the, I think he used the word hope, it'll be fine. He feels fine now, but practice, there was really no hitting because that's just the way they have practices now for weeks, and that's fine. And you don't want to hit him, but you don't think Tampa's going to be going after that hand. He said he's got
something on the hand. Yeah, when Vita punches him in the hand, it's going to be a different story.
What's that?
So when Vita punches him in the hand, it's going to be a lot different, right?
Well, it'd probably be a little painful. He'll have some protection on it. But, yeah, you can't afford to have a problem with ball security. And how can he – I imagine he's going to be able to catch the football. It's when he gets hit. And if he gets hit in the hand, and if he worries too much about protecting the hand. But I'm sure that, I'm not sure of anything. I'm sure that that Nick Sirianni will use him maybe not as much as he used him before in games because of that. But you got to worry about it a little bit. And he may get hit, and it may hurt if they hit him in the hand. But he's got to hang on to that football. And he knows it probably more than at any other time because of the injury. Yeah, I would think about that too.
And that's a good point too. It might just bring, might be more secure if it brings additional consciousness to, you know, knowing he's got a long ball.
He will be conscious of it. You know he's going to be conscious of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and Howard's coming back this week, right?
Yes.
Jordan Howard's going to be playing.
Yeah, supposed to.
I mean, that's a big under... Yeah, no, but nobody's looking at that. That's a big deal. He is a big
he's just the same runner he was before and is not thinking about the injury. Because he's had that injury before.
Yes.
So do you like the Eagles?
I feel good about this game. I do.
Okay.
I think the Eagles have a solid chance to win. Anytime you can run the ball, we've been running the ball well all year. You always put yourself as the.
I think they have a chance.
You're in the game.
The line scares me a little bit, but I do clearly think they have a chance. All right, what's your for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers? What is your sports moment or play?
Yeah, it's your old buddy Howard, the People's Champ, Fred X, always delivers. Fourth down, 26, and The Eagles were a big favorite to win that game, and it came down to the last drive, and we thought we were going to lose.
Pete, I will put you in the mix, and thanks for the call, and let's hear that play called by Merrill Reese.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
That clearly was a moment, and that's in the mix for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I am surprised. I don't want to hear people what they think about the over-under number on Jalen Hurts' passing yards of 197.5. Seems a little bit low, but it looks, again, that's why they call it gambling. It just seems so easy to take the over if you're betting that number. Also, I want to hear from people where you think Jason Kelce ranks in all-time Eagles players, all-time. Made another Pro Bowl. And he's without question in the top five, but I'm trying to figure out who's three. I got Bednarik and Reggie White. Would Kelce be the third best player in Eagles history? Wow. And there's other guys out there. It's just, you like to take a quarterback, but there's not many to choose from. But I mean, think about that as well. And the farce of the NBA. I mean, some of these games are just unwatchable. How can you watch a game where a team wins by 40 points or loses by 40 points? And the players decide not to show up. And now they don't use load management anymore for players. They always fake or come up with some injury that's just a bogus injury because you're not allowed to use load management anymore as an excuse for a player not to play. It's just, NBA is just a bad product. 215-592, but it is playoff weekend, so we'll talk 90% at least of the Eagles. 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 8:40, and if you're getting ready for the playoff game and you're not traveling, actually you could have gotten some snacks if you were traveling on a plane, you can load up on all the best game day eats. Is really a clear choice here. DeBruno Brothers. Their stores and staff are low.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Started up with great options. 94 WIP. Some other interesting over-unders on the Eagles games. Total yards, receiving yards for Dallas Goedert. Devontae Smith. Obviously, you think those numbers would be down a little bit because they don't have a lot of numbers. They don't have a big number for Jalen Hurts with the over-under for passing yards. Kind of interesting the way that the way those numbers, because people look at those numbers and they say, oh, yeah, that boy, I got to take such and such. Well, the reality is, if it was that easy, it wouldn't be called gambling, right? All right, let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Drew.
So you're absolutely right about Jason Kelce, man. He's just an amazing athlete. But the matchup that is going to be interesting to watch.
Well, you know what? He's an amazing athlete because of a lot of reasons. Because of what he does at center.
Just
the toughness.
Keeps himself in shape all year round.
He's got every quality that you need. The toughness, the leadership. So before we get to your other point, where would you rank him in Eagles history as on the list of great players?
He would definitely be in the top five. Maybe Harold.
You know what? I think Harold. I think Jason Kelce means Harold Carmichael was great, was terrific, but you know the wide receiver can't mean as much as what Jason Kelce and everything that Jason Kelce does. Yeah, we can't be. Harold Carmichael is one of the great Eagles players, but I just don't think he can be above Jason Kelce.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have this middle linebacker Devin White, and there's always an inside subplot with this guy. He always has like a battle with the opposing team's center. It's like a personal thing, and I think that matchup is going to be intensely great to watch, you know?
There's going to be a few of them.
Is it okay if I give you my moment?
Sure.
Okay, I think it was game 1980 NLC. Throws Lazinski hits the double off the wall and comes all the way around from
you know, I'm losing your call, but I think what you're talking about is, was there a hit where Pete Rose scored against Houston?
Yes, Lazinski hits the ball off the wall, and Rose scores from first, battles in the box, the catcher, elbows him.
I remember the play. I was there.
Yeah, that was fascinating, man. That was unbelievable.
You know what? I'll put it in the mix. I don't know if it's going to win, but I do remember the play. But I don't know how many people, because it goes back, we're talking over 40 years. It goes back over 40 years, but I do remember Rose scoring, and that was a game they beat Nolan Ryan, who I think had never lost when he had a lead, seventh inning or beyond. And I think that was part of it too. But I appreciate I definitely appreciate the call. That was one of those great moments. It really was one of those great moments. But again, it goes back 40 some years. Let's go to Phil. Phil, you're on WIP.
Hey, it's actually Bill with the B. No problem. I get that all the time.
You weren't clear to my producer, Kyle, but that's all right.
It don't matter. Yeah. So, honored to be on here. Just, you know, think playoffs, we need to come out with intensity. You know, that any given Sunday, anybody can win.
Well, let me tell you something. If they don't come out with intensity, somebody ought to be embarrassed. That's embarrassing. You got to come out with intensity. It's a playoff game. You know, it's a playoff game, But I really think that Nick Sirianni did not try to emphasize the point of the playoffs. He just tried to emphasize the point that when you play the game, you've got to get better all the time. And every game, you got to get better. Every play, you got to get better. It's cliche-ish, but it's an emphasis of not putting an overwhelming pressure on the fact, well, it's the playoffs. No, it's a game that obviously is important. And I think he puts the emphasis on the game. But if they don't come out with intensity, which they should every game, then something's wrong for sure.
I was at that Giants game a few weeks ago, and the first half looked like a JV squad out there, both teams, you know. And the second half, we lit it up. You know, I think they need some big plays. They can't just do the same stuff. They got to throw some of the long passes and take some chances.
Well, but you want to take chances without turning the ball over.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there'll be a shot here and there that they try to take deep with DeVonta Smith going down. And who knows, it may not. DeVonta Smith may be the decoy. They may go to Quez Watkins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
So what's your moment?
So my moment, there's so many good ones, to be honest, but I had to go with what was going on at the time in the world. I was a kid, probably 13 years old. I was at a preseason, believe it or not, Flyers game. It was right after 9/11. Two periods have ended, and I think they already broke the record for amount of fights in a game. It was close. I was young, but it was insane.
Well, that had to be. You don't have to. That's what hockey misses. You need those fights.
Yeah. And so after the second period, when they're in the locker room, they put up the president on the big screen. It was a live speech because of after 9/11, George Bush was giving an announcement, and they turned it off to start the game back, and everybody booed it.
You know,
they ended up canceling
that.
The game and finishing the screen.
I wouldn't call that. First of all, that wasn't a playoff moment. That was a preseason moment.
Preseason. So I know.
Yeah, so, but that's an interesting, it's an interesting thought, Bill, but that is a preseason moment. I'm looking, and it doesn't have to be Philadelphia. You know, if there's something that might be better.
All right, well, then we'll go with, I was going to go the Phillies one, but the Flyers, I'll stick with them. It was, I think, Tampa Bay game 6 at home. We were down by 1 with a minute left. I was right on the ice, front row. We came back, I think under a minute, went to overtime and won to push game 7 in Tampa.
That's a moment. But you remember it more because you were in the first row.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you
got right.
The girls.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. It's, I do remember the moment at the Flyers game. But playoff, and it doesn't have to be Philadelphia. But obviously, we're kind of zeroed in more in Philadelphia. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I just wanted to talk about the over-under.
Yes. On Jalen Hurts?
So, yes. My apologies, yes.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
You said it was 197, right?
197 and a half.
So, you got to assume he's going over, right? Because at
yes.
some point,
you would assume he's going over, but it looks too easy, doesn't it?
Oh, my. I mean, it almost feels like a lock. That's how scary it is.
I know.
Because we're definitely going to get behind on Tom at some point, and we're going to have to air it out.
Why does it look that easy? It's called gambling. You know, it is called gambling.
No, I know. I know. Believe me. I've had some rough luck with my parlays this year. But
parlays are sucker bets, by the way. Let me break the news to you. You know, you just grind it out with a win at a time. You can't parlays. It's, you know, you can win a game and lose a game, but then you lose the bet because you don't have the parlay. Otherwise, you just split and you just lose the juice. Parlays are some of the worst bets. And, you know, you get all these advertisements. Oh, take this parlay and take that parlay. No. Parlays are not. You'll win once in a while, but in the long run, you're going to lose. You're going to lose with parlays. The percentages and odds are against you. That's why the odds are better, because they're against you. Stop with the parlays. Just bet a game at a time.
Good advice.
So do you have a moment?
I do. I do. I was thinking the 2018 wild card game with the block double doink.
You know what? The double doink.
Against the Bears, Cody Parkey.
Yep, I remember it. Double doink. It's the only. That's probably one of the few things that Chris Collinsworth has said on the air that sticks. The rest of it is just a bunch of nonsense. But the double doink, Matt, you're in with a chance to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers with the double doink. Thanks for the call. The double doink. Greatest playoff play or moment, and it doesn't have to be Philadelphia, but to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, and you can check all the good stuff out at thebruno.com. 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Howard Eskin, we'll get back to the calls. And Mark Lawrence will join us at 940. I had, a couple of callers that talked about where Kelce fits in the all-time, Jason Kelce in the all-time Eagles. And I can't find somebody to put ahead of him after three. And we can talk about that. And in the NFL, if you look at these playoffs, and I want to look at it when we come back, is there any team that's a slam dunk to win the Super Bowl or even get to the Super Bowl? Is there any team that Tennessee's the number one seed in the AFC? They're not even close to a slam dunk. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:57. And if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than one of your favorite tasty cakes, yeah, making a miscake. Melted milkshake? Well, if it's melted, you waited too long to drink it, but it's a miscake. Crumbly sticky s'mores? It's a bigger miscake. I mean, tasty cake, let's just face it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.